Kern's supporters were excited and happy last night as their man won in a race as a Republican in a fight widely whispered as a certain victory for Democrat Fahey in a district stretching across South Buffalo, West Seneca, and Orchard Park. Kern's will have to run in November and may have to run in a primary if Albany ever decides when and if. Because this is a geographically small district, both candidates walk the streets, knocking on doors and selling their messages at kitchen tables and on street corners. Kern's has been through a few campaigns.
It was really hand-to-hand combat. It was really voter-to-voter, door-to-door, and that's what we did. We went door-to-door, Mike. We talked to people, and I think it was a great win. I'm really excited.
Kern's is likely to be sworn in very soon in the Albany run-up to the votes on the state budget. Although elected as a Republican, he says he'll be in the Democratic caucus after campaigning against Speaker Sheldon Silver. There's likely to be a tough struggle over filling his seat in the council. Fahey says he knocked on thousands of doors in nearly a year of campaigning, not a familiar sight in air war campaigns. That's TV and radio ads.
I don't know, but I tell you what, no matter what happens, the experience of talking to all those people was so very, very valuable for me. That's something that I'll treasure for the rest of my life.
Fahey says he doesn't know what he'll do next. Mike Desmond, WBFO and AM 970 News.